I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, backlash over America's national mammal. Are they called bison or buffalo? And why should it be America's national mammal? Well, maybe we should just be happy that Congress came together to pass legislation and not get bogged down in the details. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, and Conan O'Brien explore the upsides and pitfalls to the bison as our national mammal in today's Punchlines.
Big news in Washington this week. And by big, I mean like 2,000 pounds. Because yesterday, the House of Representatives voted to name the bison America's national mammal. So give it up to the bison, everybody. Give it up. The bison. Bison, truly America's fat, hairy horse. Of course, the bison is also known as the American buffalo because early Americans confused it for a different species. It's an easy mistake, and let's say the only mistake the settlers made.
Interesting. The American bison was just named. I just said interesting and then started the most boring.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
The got any bison fans? Yeah. Any bison fans?
Man, last night was a bison crowd. The American bison was just named the official mammal of the United States. Bison! Official mammal of the United States. To put this in perspective, the bison narrowly beat out the McRib. Just by that much. That much.
What an honor for an animal that almost went extinct thanks to its delicious wings. It's touch and go. Touch and go there for a while.
Hey, Congress did something this week, which is big. They, Congress passed a bill to declare the American bison national mammal of the United States. So finally, Republicans and Democrats have managed to reach across the aisle to pass a meaningless piece of legislation. I don't know.
As one congressman put it yesterday, no other species tells America's story better than this noble creature. To which I say, really? No other creature? What about this creature? Yeah. And I don't mean just me. You know I don't mean just me. Last time I checked, humans are mammals as well. For Pete's sake, 4 out of 5 of the presidential candidates are mammals. One of them might be a space lizard in a convincing human costume. I'm not going to say which one, Ted Cruz. So... he's got to
have it. And I think if you're going to choose a national mammal, it should be people, right? I mean, we run this place. Or people is too broad, if they need it to be more specific, this should be our national mammal. The majestic Busey. Bison, I don't know.
Plus, if there's one thing I know about national animals is that you can't eat them. So either we can't eat the bison anymore, or they're burying the lead here, and we can now eat bald eagles. You've thought about it. You have thought about it. Imagine how good they would taste with some buffalo sauce.
Should the national mammal be something they serve at Ted's Montana Grill? Be like having a Kentucky Fried Bald Eagle franchise. It's not...
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.